revolution. By the time I get to cycle home, most of the morning crowds have tramped the other way. Like some gigantic undersea cilentorate, London has completed its spectacular daily act of respiration, sucking in millions of commuters from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m, and then efficiently expelling them back to the suburbs and the home counties from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. But the drift home is more staggered. There are pubs, clubs, bars to be visited, and as I watch the crowds of drinkers on the pavement, knots of people dissolving and reforming in a slow minuet, I can see why the city beats the countryside hands down. It's the sheer range of opportunity. You can exchange Dante stroke Beatrice glances on the tube escalator. You can spill someone else's latte and offer to buy them another. You can apologise when they tread on your toe, or you can get your dog lead tangled in theirs. Or you can just collide with them on the pavement. You can even use the personal dating services in the evening paper. Or, I imagine this still goes on, you can offer to buy them a drink. These are some of the mating strategies of our species. But they have statistically a far higher likelihood of success in a city, because it is in the city where there are the numbers and the choice of potential mates, and the penalty for failure is much lower. The metropolis is like a vast multinational reactor where Mr. Quark and Miss Neutrino are moving the